Hello, I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. May I please speak with Michelle Williams?
Okay.
I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting a voluntary opinion survey about important issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random and your individual answers are completely confidential. First of all, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
And are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Ohio?
Yes, I am.
What are the chances you will vote in the November general election for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Are you very certain to vote, probably vote, or the chances 50-50, or will you not vote?
I will vote.
Very certain or probably?
Yeah, very certain.
And what is your age, just to make sure we speak to all ages?
66.
And what racial or ethnic group best describes you? White, Hispanic, Black, African American, Asian American, Native American, or other race not listed here?
African American.
Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. From 0 to 10?
10.
Okay. And now I'm going to read you a list of elected officials. After I read each one, please tell me if you approve or disapprove of their job. The first one, Sherrod Brown, a senator. You strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove his job? A senator.
I strongly approve his job.
Okay. Joe Biden as president. Strongly approve, somewhat approve.
Strongly approve. Yes.
Okay. Then next one, Marcy Kaptur as congresswoman.
Strongly approve.
And the last one, Donald Trump as former president.
Strongly disapprove.
Strongly disapprove. And now I'm going to read you a list of public figures and institutions. After I read each one, please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression. And if you have not heard of that person or institution or are unfamiliar with them, just let me know, okay? The first one is Donald Trump. A very favorable opinion of him, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable.
So who was the first one?
Donald Trump is the first one.
Oh, very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable. The next one, First Energy, the company First Energy. Very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable.
Strongly unfavorable. Unfavorable.
Okay. Democrats in Congress, in general, how would you rate them? Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Very favorable.
Joe Biden?
Very favorable.
Republicans in Congress, in general?
Very unfavorable.
Okay. Derek Merrin? Do you recognize the candidate, Derek Merrin?
Here, who?
Derek Merrin.
No, recognize.
Are you familiar with the name? Oh, okay.
No.
And the last one, Marcy Kaptur. How would you rate Marcy Kaptur?
Very favorable.
Very favorable. And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Democrat or the Republican?
Democrat.
And if the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, or another candidate?
Democrat Joe Biden.
If the election for Senate were held today and the candidates were Democrat Sherrod Brown and Republican Bernie Moreno, for whom would you vote?
Sherrod Brown.
And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom will you vote between Democrat Marcy Kaptur or Republican Derek Merrin?
Marcy Kaptur.
Is there a chance you might consider voting for Republican Derek Merrin, or would you say there is no chance you will consider voting for Republican Derek Merrin?
No chance.
No chance at all. Okay, now we're almost done with the survey. We're 75%. Thank you so much for your time. I'm going to read you a statement some people have made about Democrat Marcy Kaptur. Marcy Kaptur is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal migrants into America. It is time for a change. Does this statement make you more less likely to vote for Capture, somewhat less to vote for her, or does it make no difference? If the statement makes you more likely to vote for her, or you don't think it is true, please let me know.
I don't think the statement is true.
Okay. And now I'm going to review, this is basically the last part of the survey. I'm going to review some statements people have made about Republican Derek Merrin. After each statement, please indicate if it makes you much less likely to vote for them, somewhat less likely to vote for them, or makes no difference. And again, if the statement makes you more likely to vote for them or you don't think it is true, please let me know. The first one, nearly every Republican and Democrat in the legislature vote to allow military spouses to be eligible for unemployment if they quit their jobs to accompany their spouses on military transfer, but Derek Merrin votes no. And when nearly every Republican and Democrat vote to allow first responders and firefighters suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder due to their job to get workers' compensation, Merrin even votes no on that. After hearing that, much less likely to vote for them, somewhat less, no difference, or more likely? Or do you think the statement is not true?
Less likely.
Much less or just somewhat less?
More likely.
More. Okay. Much less. Okay.
Yeah.
And as a landlord, the next one, sorry, as a landlord who has received over $100,000 in contribution from real estate special interest, Derek Merrin wrote legislation to end mandatory lead-pipe testing for rental properties, leaving our children vulnerable to unsafe drinking water, so he has, and his cronies could save some money. He even wrote a bill to allow landlords to evict families on Christmas. Much less likely, somewhat less. The statement makes no difference to you, or more likely?
More or less likely.
Okay. After taking money from First Energy and the criminals involved in the biggest corruption case in state history, Derek Merrin was one of the loudest voices in favor of the bill bailing out First Energy. Now our utility rates are through the roof as we foot the bill for Merrin's corruption. Much less likely, somewhat less, no difference, or more likely?
More or less likely.
Okay. In the state, the last three. In the state legislature, Derek Merrin supported anti-union laws that drive down wages for workers. As mayor of Waterville, he tried to increase health insurance premiums by more than double while also cutting employees' sick leave by nearly half. In Congress, Merrin will stand with those who vote to cut Social Security and Medicare and will raise their retirement age. Much less, somewhat less, no difference, or more likely?
More or less likely.
Okay, the last two. In the state legislature, Derek Merrin sought extravagant upgrades to his office like plush carpeting, new furniture, artwork, and regal signs for lawmakers' offices. While working families are struggling to make ends meet, the last thing we need in Congress are more politicians only interested in helping themselves rather than looking out for us. After hearing that, much less, somewhat less, not different, or more likely?
More or less likely.
And the last one. Derek Merrin has a long and dangerous record of fighting to take away women's reproductive rights. Even though the voters of Ohio voted overwhelmingly to keep abortion access legal, Merrin supports a federal ban that will overturn Ohio's law and make abortion illegal, even in the case of rape or incest. Merrin even wrote legislation that could ban access to IVF treatment. After hearing that, much less, somewhat less, or the statement makes no difference, or more likely?
More or less likely.
Okay. And based on what you just heard, what is the best reason to vote against Republican Derek Merrin, or will you still vote for Merrin?
I will not vote for him.
Okay. And what is the best reason to vote against after he?
He's not looking out for the working person. He's not looking out for the children. He's not looking out but for anybody. He's looking out for himself and money.
Okay. Just let me document your answer. And now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. So I will ask you again, if the general election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote, Democrat Marcy Kaptur or Republican Derek Merrin?
Democrat Marcy Kaptur.
And what would you say is the primary reason not to vote for the Republican Derek Merrin? The primary reason?
Money. You know, I mean, he's all about money.
Okay. Thank you for your opinion. And the last two questions, just for classification purposes, what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Say that again.
The last year of schooling, like first through 11th grade, high school, graduate.
Oh, no, I have my master's degree.
Thank you. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Will you call yourself a strong Democrat or not very strong?
A strong Democrat.
And how important is politics to your personal identity? Is it very important, somewhat important, not so important, or not at all?
Very important.
In the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Okay, and this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important for us. And thanks again for your help. Have a great evening. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Okay, bye.
Bye.